In Jesus' time, when the sun set over the horizon, a tiny olive oil-powered clay lamp reigned supreme. Although the oil was relatively affordable, each passing hour took a bite out of its owner's pockets. Imagine then, if you could, how absurd it would be to light a lamp and hide it under a bowl. This is a picture Jesus paints in Matthew 5:15. Yesterday, we saw that because you are in Christ, Jesus calls you the light of the world. Today, we explore what that light is for. Jesus doesn't light up your life, so you tuck him away in obscurity. He is keen on putting on full display what he is doing in you, in the spaces you occupy in your day-to-day life. While experiencing feelings of intimidation or fear of being laughed at is normal, letting them dictate your actions is akin to the bowl in Jesus' illustration. They cover the light, and in the end, nobody benefits. Isn't it fascinating that Jesus doesn't shout, "Be more impressive"? He simply points out the absurdity of hiding a lamp you've already paid for to light a room. In this verse, he is gently inviting you to view your life differently. God has lit something real in you, and he intends to place that light where others can benefit, starting with the people you interact with daily. How then does this shining look, you may ask? Verse 16 answers this question: that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. People see the light when they observe you live by a different set of rules. When you're honest instead of habitually lying. When you forgive instead of seeking payback. When you pursue righteousness instead of compromise. These actions point to your Father in heaven, like a lamp taking the backseat to the source of the flame. Where are you currently hiding what Jesus is doing in your life? At home, at work or school, with certain friends, online? What is one small concrete action this week that would move your lamp from under the bowl onto a stand so the people around you can quietly see the difference Jesus is making? Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for laying your life down, that I may shine brightly for your sake. I confess, I often hide what you're doing in me because I am afraid or unsure. Give me the courage to put the lamp that is your ongoing work in me on a stand through simple good deeds that help others see you and glorify our Father in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.